Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
Gratitude is a very close cousin to joyfulness. It is easier to be happy when you are grateful. So let me share a tradition we have in our family. I have a blessings jar in my kitchen. It's just a clear jar with a lid. And I have small sheets of paper, maybe 3 inches by 1 inch in size, that hang out next to our jar. What we do is, throughout the year, we write down our blessings. And then we read them on a certain day each year. We've been doing this since 2014, so 8 years now. Any small blessing that I feel grateful for example, I might write that I had a Mavi day when I get to see my grandson Maverick. I might write, I had breakfast with my dad, or Wednesday dinners with my mom. I booked a speaking gig. I helped a client lose 50 pounds. Book club was stellar with my friends tonight. So Vincent's blessings might be his amazing wife. That's in there every year. He's so sweet. Family beach trips. And then when our kids come home, they add their blessings to the jar. So we hear about good grades and hard classes, sunny days boating with the family, Kennedy's 21st birthday celebration. You get the idea. Now, my son-in-law Daniel once wrote this blessings jar because it disappeared after a remodel one time for a couple months. We even have house guests include their blessings. When my sister-in-law Anita came from Australia with her family to visit us one summer, her 5-year-old Madison wrote the cousins, and her 3-year-old Jack drew an adorable picture. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled Early Blessings. My daughter Haley loves everything about her newborn son Maverick. She loves his beautiful face, his darling hairline, his chubby cheeks, but in particular, she talks about his D1 knees. That's right, his D1 knees. We think he could go far with them as soon as he figures out how to use them. Division 1 schools, here we come to play a little college ball. At his 4-week well check, the doctor said Maverick had impressive hip flexors. My high hurdling college athlete husband puffed up upon hearing that and said, "He will be a track star for sure. It skips a generation." Now, if Maverick takes after his dad Daniel, he could play football or rugby. And don't forget about what he could do on the soccer field. We are counting our blessings a smidge early, and we certainly don't care what he is into. But we sure love all the precious parts God chose to put Maverick together with. Okay, break's over. So the blessings get added and added month after month. After our Christmas dinner, then we read them. We take turns, go around the table and grab one and read it out loud. Our dining room table is piled high with the blessings from this year. It's hard to ignore how very fortunate we are. So the act of writing is like capturing the everyday lovelies in our life. And the act of reading them is getting to relive funny moments and charming happenings throughout the year. And then I tuck all the blessing notes away in a big envelope. It's really a transcript of our lives, a treasured tradition. We can boost our joy when we focus on the good in our lives, our friends, our family, our pets, the job that provides the place you call home. My challenge for you is to start a blessings jar. An old cookie jar would work fine. It's better than putting cookies in it. And make it happen by cutting up the pieces of paper and having a pen handy to encourage those walking by to jot down a lovely thought or two. Hashtag blessings jar. Count your blessings and add up your happiness.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.